Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegray Wood called Be the Answer: SEO, AEO, and GEO Explained for Business Owners.
And if you've been doing everything right with Google and still feel like something's off, this piece names it. Your competitors are still optimizing for a game that's already ended.
That's the frame Brett opens with. For 20 years, the deal was simple: rank well, get traffic, win work. That deal is now breaking.
Breaking how?
Two things at once. Google now answers the question on the results page before anyone clicks, and tools like ChatGPT and Perplexity recommend a shortlist before anyone even opens a browser tab. The search box still exists. The free traffic behind it is draining away.
The article backs that up with real numbers.
Right. Brett cites a Pew study that found without an AI summary at the top, people clicked through to a result 15% of the time. With one, that dropped to 8%. Same ranking, about half the visitors.
That's the part that stings. You haven't slipped at all. Google still likes you. You've just lost the click.
And there's more. Around 2/3 of Google searches in the US now end without anyone leaving the results page. People get the answer and move on.
So what's the play? Because that sounds like a good time to panic.
Brett's clear. Don't panic and don't throw money at the latest three-letter acronym. Understand what changed. Three disciplines now decide whether buyers find you: SEO, AEO, and GEO.
Walk us through them.
SEO, search engine optimization, is the foundation. Be findable. If Google can't reach your site and trust it, nothing else works.
Which most business owners think they've already handled.
They do. But Brett flags something specific that catches a lot of people out. Many modern websites build their content with JavaScript that runs in the visitor's browser. People see it fine, but most AI crawlers don't run that code. To them, the page looks blank.
So the AI literally cannot read what's there.
Right. Your words need to be in the page as it's delivered, not loaded by code afterwards. That matters for SEO and for GEO both.
And AEO?
Answer engine optimization. Being the answer Google lifts into its summaries and featured snippets. You earn it by answering the question in the first two or three sentences of the page, around 40 to 60 words, straight under a heading that matches how someone would actually type it, no preamble.
Which means most business website copy needs a fairly serious rethink.
A lot of it, yes. And then GEO, generative engine optimization, being the source ChatGPT, Perplexity, Gemini, and Copilot recommend. The biggest driver there is your presence off your own website, accurate directory listings, the communities where your buyers actually talk, Reddit especially, and video where your topic gets searched.
Now I want to push on something. Three separate projects sounds like three separate bills. Is that really what this is?
Brett addresses this directly. He says around 80% of the work behind all three is the same solid SEO that's mattered for years. The genuinely new part is narrow. When someone tries to sell you GEO as a brand new discipline with secret tricks, he says, keep your hand on your wallet.
Are there specific tactics he calls dead?
FAQ schema markup, which agencies used to sell to get expandable question boxes in search results, has been withdrawn for ordinary business sites. It won't show. Don't pay for it.
What about the AI-specific stuff?
There's something called LLMS.txt, a file people add to their site claiming it tells AI tools how to read them. The major engines don't use it. Google has compared it to a long-dead trick. And nobody can guarantee your business a spot in ChatGPT's answers. Those citations are controlled by the AI provider, shift week to week, and anyone promising them is not being straight with you.
What about the traffic that actually does come from AI? Is it worth caring about yet?
About 1% of web traffic today. Small. But Brett's point is it converts well, close to paid search quality, and it's growing in double and triple digits year on year. The businesses moving now are building an advantage while it's still relatively cheap to earn.
If there's one thing I'd tell a business owner to do this week, it's this. Search one of the questions your customers actually ask and see whether you appear in the Google answer, not just the links underneath. That gap is exactly what we've been talking about.
Mine is a quick conversation with your developer. Get your key content into the delivered page, not loaded afterwards by JavaScript. One fix helps your ranking, helps AI read you, costs you one meeting.
Where can people read the full piece?
Anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there. Brett's team will take your worst, most invisible page and show you what they do with it.
Go do that.